should talk now. Timmy's taking a sip when I need a sip. It's bad. It's bad, guys. It's really bad. Everyone's sipping except for me, and I really need a sip. Go
take a sip. Give me a microphone.
Yeah, the next one's the title cut on the album release.
That's right.
Called All the Things.
It's All the Things and All the Words.
It's gone platinum in Indonesia.
This one starts on what?
Be All the Things.
It's B. And how does it start again?
It starts on the same key as it did in practice.
I always forget how this. Doya. All right. I want to do All the Things. Here we go. One, two, three, go! For a real treat right now, because you're about to be entertained by the golden tones of our very own Timmy. This song's called Eye on You.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Oh,
Timmy. That was sizzling.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right?
I rocked all my headgear off.
Oh, yeah. Look, he rocked his headphones off. Boys and girls in Radioland. Listeners. Word is that he lost his shorts, but I can neither confirm nor deny that. All right. That was all right. We have the Chelsea Curve, everyone. Got a couple more. Here we go. There's got to be a better way. How does this one begin? It's a running joke. It's really a joke. I really know everything. I know how to do everything. Really.
Sometimes.
All right, here we go. A better way. One, two, three, go!
Everybody's got normal days. Everybody wants to be okay. Okay. Take your time, gonna take some time. Living life, living right, gonna be just fine. Just fine. What can you do? What can you say? Rely on yourself, but on me.
Chelsea Curve, we got one more, and then we're going to chat with Andrew. All right. You should see what he's wearing. Fantastic.
Leopard, tiger, who knows?
Is it leopard? Is it tiger? Is it zebra? Use your imagination, boys
meerkat.
And girls. Meerkat. All right. For the Chelsea Curve, this one's called Top It Up. One, two, three, go!
What's going on? What's on happening? Oh, this is human around, this running backwards. And if I need to take a break and hide away and stay, wait still, stop, stay still. That's all right, okay. Keep doubling up, another good stop, doubling up.
Everyone, we're the Chelsea Curve.
I'm just screen reads,
"I'm just a modern guy."
Watched a movie on my laptop, starring Terrence Stamp. Un piccolo film de schiero called Toby Dammit. He played a fading actor, celebrity, medicated beyond existence. On the edge. In the end, you just know he's gonna die. There's no moral to this story. He's just a modern guy.
Now You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Bring Me Fire from Justine and the Unclean. Before that, Hard Life from Robin Lane. And before that, Just a Modern Guy from Smit E. Smitty and the Fez Tones. And now we're going to hear some Senseless Optimism.
When you play these games that I can't see, then you call my name. So then you go.
You're listening to On the Town with Mikey G, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Lost But Never Found from the legendary Rich Gilbert. Before that, Star from Belly. And before that, Leave You Behind from Senseless Optimism. And now we also have the fabulous Chelsea Curve here in the studio, who just played an amazing set. You got a shout out from Chris from Strike the Box.
Ah, he's the best. Yeah, he's one of the best. Thank you, Chris.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
So I think last time I saw you guys was at the Boston Music Awards. That was a fun party.
That was a fun party, wasn't it?
Yes. Well, the bar won that one.
Oh, yeah.
That was the best line.
Right?
And those pillars that are like in the way that keep you moving around.
Oh, yeah. Kept us moving around, that's for sure.
But it sounded like they improved the sound system because I saw Amel and the Sniffers there like a few months ago. And it sounded like
Charlie Brown's teacher.
Yeah. And I think that people made comments, and I think they did something.
It did sound really good, and it was great to see the bands playing, and it was all wicked fun.
Yeah, it was a fun night.
Yeah,
it's cool.
Except we didn't win.
Well, I always think that being nominated, which like our show was nominated, so that was fun.
Yay!
And so like just being nominated is like you already won, I think.
Yeah.
That's what I tell myself. Congratulations.
Yeah. Congratulations to you guys.
it was wicked fun.
Yeah.
And I loved like so many awesome bands in our category too, like Linnea's Garden and Babes.
Yeah, it was cool.
And Big D and the Kids Table won. But they are big.
Yeah.
They have a Big D. Yeah.
They do.
Right.
But I checked and there is a song that Linnea wrote called That D, though.
Yeah. I love that song.
It wasn't about that guy. It was about somebody else.
That D, though. Very awesome. Very awesome indeed.
So, Boston Calling, how was that?
Oh, my gosh. That was wicked
so much fun.
Yeah. Wicked fun. Just to be on that huge stage and just like...
No, the best part was the golf carts. Can we be honest?
Oh, yeah.
So we get to ride in the golf carts whenever we wanted. So sometimes you're just like, let's go to the bathroom over there. Ride in the golf cart. It's cool.
You use the golf cart to go to the bathroom?
Maybe.
Rod.
That was fun. They treated us awesome. It was great.
Yeah. Yeah, they really they knew about the Boston thing and they really kind of made us feel like we were part of the
They leaned in
of the scene. Yeah. And it was very gratifying.
Absolutely.
We still don't know how we got in there, but
it was so fun.
Well, that year was a lot of fun for us because there were so many Boston bands on the lineup. We had to play them. Some of them I didn't even know anything about, and I was like, "Well, I'm gonna have to play these on the radio," because they're getting noticed.
Yeah, that was cool.
Loved it. Besides the golf carts and the stage
and the open bar for the musicians, which was good.
So you guys are called the Chelsea Curve. So is it the Chelsea in the UK or the one in New York or the one in Massachusetts or a different one?
All of the above. Well, so the actual origin of the name is I was listening to the radio and there was a traffic report on and they were talking about the Chelsea Curve. And I'm like, oh, that sounds kind of cool, which is like a section of roadway in Chelsea, which I didn't know about, which I should because, I mean, I've lived here all my life, but I hadn't. And I thought, wow, that sounds pretty cool. And if we name our band that, every time that there's traffic on the Chelsea Curve, they'll be mentioning it and maybe people will think of us and subliminally they'll go and buy our records.
It was a naked marketing grab.
Yeah, that. That's exactly what it was.
But it also has the UK thing, and so it's a nice little double entendre.
Right. It does have that sort of British ring to it. And So
how did you guys end up playing in the UK? Did you just like decide you're going to do it? Or
yes.
Like...
We said, let's play in England. So we did. And there's this band that I had seen online that I liked a lot. I'm like, there's this band called Sharp Class. And So I reached out to them and said, hey, we're coming over. We were going to be playing the International Pop Overthrow. Thank you, Ron. And
in Liverpool.
And so we had those shows, and we wanted to like sort of expand on what we were doing. And I reached out to Sharp Class and said, hey, I like you guys. Maybe we can play together. And it worked out that, like, it was just like amazing just how like it magically worked out that we could play together at the Dublin Castle in London. And speaking of Sharp Class, they're actually going to be coming this way next year in 2023. They're coming to play a few shows with us here. Their first trip to play here. So, and they are so good. They are like the Jam. They're a trio of like these awesome young,
and they're young blokes,
rockers,
right?
Yeah, and they're
20, just, 21, 19.
Yeah, like they're super young and super talented. Oof. Beyond their years, and they're just so great. You will love them. So that's coming attractions in May.
Yeah.
But anyway, what was the question?
No, so, that was the whole UK thing was just part of the whole plan for last year to do
all the things,
everything that we wanted to do.
Yeah,
and,
we set
it
up.
Just kind of magically worked out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way we wanted it to, and that was just one of the handful of things.
Well, we had a blast in England. Yeah,
it was great.
We got to play at the
Cavern Club.
Thank you. See, that's why you.
I'm holding up the cue cards.
That's why you get paid the big bucks.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like Charlie Watts. I make most of the money in the band just to give Linda's cue cards.
Thank you, Ron. Yes, we played at the Cavern Club. That was fantastic.
Tell Andrew his shirt looks good.
We were like, Andrew, your shirt looks really good.
I do what I can.
So many awesome bands, and it was just a good time. I want to go back.
So what else are you planning for 23 besides playing with those blokes?
Those blokes.
Well, we're to have a trip out west to the City of Sin. Let's talk about that.
Yeah. We're going to be hitting Las Vegas for the world's largest scooter fest. So we're sort of like ticked into like the mod scene, and scooters are part of that. And so we were asked to play at the High Rollers scooter thing in Las Vegas. And that's in March, and it's going to be hilarious and awesome and cool. I don't know what more to say about it, just that it's going to be bands, scooters, good times, High Rollers.
Yeah. I'm only worried, is there going to be like a sort of Sharks and Jets thing between the Vespa crowd and the
Limbratas? Yes. Maybe. There could be.
It's
I don't know.
Going to walk down the street snapping.
That's
and
a good yes. question.
It's like clowns against mimes all
exactly,
over there.
Right,
probably.
Right. And the Lambruscos.
Right.
The Lambruscos.
So we'll be in the middle. We like both. We like, you know, Italian. We like whatever, British. It's fine.
We lovers. We're not fighters.
Exactly.
So that's kind of a big deal.
That'll be fun.
Yeah. And before that, actually, we're going to be starting off the year. We're going to be in the studio for a bit, but in February we're going to be playing the Shanghai Lows record release party at Faces in Malden. So that's going to be awesome.
Get faced at Faces.
Got to get faced at Faces with Shanghai Lows and Dogmatics and us. And that's going to be cool. Have you been to Faces?
Yes.
Isn't
I saw
cool?
Erica Mantone and Ruin the Night there and the Devil's Twins.
It's a cool place, right?
Yeah,
good space.
Yeah, we liked it.
It's always good to have new venues because, you know,
right?
Some of the older ones, some of them are shutting down, even though supposedly Great Scott is coming back at some point. And
someday.
And Man Ray is supposed to be coming back.
I had not heard that. Wow.
Goth night, Monday night. Well, that would be cool.
Yay!
Yeah, Man Ray.
Yeah,
Nirvana played Man Ray once.
That's right.
I heard that. I was not there. People say that they are. I would not say that I was because I wasn't. If I had been, I would say it, though. But yeah, Faces in Malden, very cool. All right, yep. So we got that. We got that. And
Yeah, I'm recording some new music, writing, yeah, recording, tweaking.
We did play a couple of new ones tonight that weren't on the album, so we're sort of trying stuff out. Lemontello and Out of My Head.
Those were good.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah, we got another thing coming up April-ish. We may be going through upstate New York as soon as they dig out.
Yeah, you should wait until
July.
Thaw.
Push that off too.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you have to dig tunnels through the snow.
Jeez. Yeah.
So that might get delayed a little bit. But
what are we doing? Buffalo, Syracuse, Albany, something like that.
Something like that.
All the wings.
All the stops.
No,
on
Rochester has wings.
Yes.
Buffalo. I don't know if the other towns do. I assume they all have their own wings.
Wings.
Yeah. Utica's got some. Schenectady's got some. They got the wings.
So yeah, we're going to do some traveling in 2023. We want to get back out there and do more things, do all the things. I don't know. Maybe later in the year we'll get to Scotland. Mm. That was something that I kind of wanted to do this year, but we kind of ran out of time. We have a lot of ideas, but the planning and all that sort of takes a little much.
I found like when I was in London for a while, then I went to Scotland with my friend, and it took a while to kind of understand their accent.
Oh, it's the best accent. I can't understand it, but I love it.
And they're great people.
Oh, yeah. So part of the reason I want to go to Scotland is on our album, we we had a couple of tracks where we had additional parts by a keyboardist, and I had found this man named Rod Spark on online. He just plays awesome keyboards, Hammond organ, and I happen to like one of the things that he had or whatever. And I thought, wow, this sounds awesome, and so we struck up sort of a friendship, and he said, hey, if you ever need any keyboards on your recordings, just give me a jingle. So I'm like, are you serious? I'm like, yes, I am. So we ended up like having him do it remotely, which was fantastic. And it worked out so well. And he's just the best. And when we played at the Cavern Club.
Yeah, he showed up.
He showed up. He's just like the best.
Great guy.
Yeah, I drove four hours from Edinburgh to show up at Liverpool.
So we're meeting all kinds of awesome people. And I want to keep doing that in 2023.
Great.
Present company included. But we already knew you, Andrew.
Yep. All right, so any planned shows coming up that you want people to go to?
Well, we're sort of hunkering down for a bit because we do have to write some songs. We've been working on stuff.
Some ballads.
I think probably the next show will be that Shanghai Lowe's show that we talked about.
That's what?
At Faces in February.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And that's going to be a banger, because those guys kick buttocks. See, I didn't swear.
Yep. All right, thanks a lot, the Chelsea Curve.
All right, thanks for having us.
Thank you, Andrew. We'll be right back.
This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. That was Just Rumors Abound from Bentman. Now we're going to hear some Linnea's Garden.
Was it good?